Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, good morning. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Fizzano and Sandy here. Here we go, Tuesday morning. Today is the 22nd of July. I'm Scott Fizzano. This is Sandy Waters right there.
Hello.
How you doing? I think I'm going to feel it later.
You're going to feel it what?
If not sooner than later. I slept on the floor in the living room last night.
You didn't get kicked out of the bed to the couch. You got kicked out of the bed to the floor?
No, not really. I didn't get kicked out. Ellie's birthday was this weekend, and she got a little three-person tent. So, of course, we had to set it up. And, of course, she fell asleep in the tent.
Oh,
and, of course, of course, Daddy had to sleep in there just to make sure no bears or cougars got at her. You know,
why? Were you worried to leave her in the living room by herself?
Downstairs. Well, if she woke up and got scared, I didn't want her to feel like that. So
she's six now.
Yeah.
It's fine, kid.
I kind of
wanted
to do it.
You know your way
to
your bedroom.
I kind of wanted to do it anyway.
Oh, you did. Yeah. Yes, I knew you did.
Until about an hour, 2 hours in, and then every half hour afterwards, I'm like, my God, this
you're
is
like,
the
this
floor.
This is a dumb idea.
There's no padding. I actually
you can't
got
be doing that. You can't sleep on the floor after the age of
50.
25.
So I ended up crawling out of the tent.
Yeah.
Going over to the corner where her toys are and finding a large white stuffed unicorn animal. Like the size of her. And I was like using that as like a body pillow, like holding on to, trying to stay comfortable.
Oh, a really big unicorn stuffed animal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's like
you
it's
had
like
your pillow
big.
Though and blankets, right?
It wasn't formal. No, I grabbed a blanket from the couch and it wasn't like, let's get a pillow. Let's get the, you know, no.
That's such a dad way of camping in the family.
Well, she had already gotten
moms
in there.
Would already set up like everything. We would set up snacks just in case you get hungry or thirsty in the middle of the night, a drink of water, all your stuffed animals. We would have a comfy pillow, beautiful comforter.
Oh, yeah.
Candles lit.
I put one of those little USB plug-in little table lamp things, you know, the little ones.
Little
shade. I put one of those in there.
Oh, okay. Okay, you did that. That was good.
She went and got a book to read, and she was goofing around. She was playing with stuff. But then all of a sudden, I'm like, I look in, and she's sleeping. I'm like, oh, no. well, do I wake her up, bring her upstairs? Nah, let her sleep in there. Then I was like, then I was cleaning the kitchen, doing stuff, and let the dog out, come back in again. It's like,
You always crave to live, like have the excuse to live little moments of childhood.
Absolutely. Positively.
You always look for those opportunities.
Yeah, man.
My
why
kids
not?
Love sleeping in the tent, in the family, in the living room.
Did you ever sleep with them?
No. I'm not stupid. No, I'm not sleeping in there. My sleep is precious. I ain't wasting a night's sleep.
This was something that she'll remember. I know.
Oh, she absolutely will. Take pictures so you can make sure she remembers.
We're going to bring it up to the camper and do a real camp out one night. It's going to be great. So there's
in the backyard. Would you sleep in the backyard? I don't know what makes me so terrified to sleep in the backyard. When the kids did, I couldn't sleep that night when they would go in the backyard and sleep. I'm more terrified of that than camping in the woods. For some odd reason.
Why?
I'm not sure.
Like, there's the same amount of animals camping than there would be in your yard, right?
But you hear more animals about people's backyards, you know, on the Facebook group. Oh, my God, be careful. Watch out. There's coyotes. Watch out. I saw a fox. Watch out. That. Mm-hmm. And when you go camping, nobody talks about that because that's kind of assumed, but you don't hear about it. So right. You forget.
Yeah, because nobody has a Ring cam on their tent.
Yeah, right. You're like, oh, they're fine. There's nothing there.
Hey, it's going to be mostly sunny today. Beautiful day. Man, yesterday was awesome, wasn't it? Oh, doors open. Breeze coming through, cool air, 75 today, a little warmer. And then it turns on starting tomorrow and into the rest of the week. Bright sun tomorrow, nice and warm. It's going to be back up with the humidity and back up to close to 90, like 88. And I think,
gotta say, though, this summer's been great with the sun.
I know.
I'm not going to complain, and I'm not going to say it too loud because I don't want it to change.
It's Thursday, been awesome. 93, 95, Thursday. It's going to be brutal. No chance of rain, though. Friday and Saturday, maybe 50% chance of rain over the Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. But other than that, meh. Here we go. Enjoy the day. It's coming up on 6 on 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. We got more tickets to give away this morning?
Yes, we got Nelly Jab Rule tickets, and we're going to play a new game.
Oh.
Quick Impression. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. I forgot the name of the game that I came up with.
Okay.
Quick Impression. And I want you to play along with the listener to make them feel better because it might be, I mean, it's not bad, just slightly humiliating, maybe kind of.
I love how you qualify this stuff. It's great.
It's that horrible. And then Jerker Justified today. And, the newest trend in saunas. The newest sauna trend.
Okay.
The best part of your morning that isn't coffee. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9.
Tuesday morning on our hands, and nice day, another nice one, sunny and 75 again, and right now a little crisp, a little 55 degree start. I was thinking maybe I should have worn another hoodie today, but I didn't. Shorts and a hoodie, what I was going to do, but I...
you're waking up this morning, it's going to be a good day, but it's another one of those stories when you wake up to this story of Malcolm Jamal Warner dying. It makes you think, okay, life is precious. Don't let the stress get to you today. He was 54 years old.
Yeah. He was Theo on The Cosby Show. Malcolm Jamal
Theo.
Warner. Yeah.
Theo Huxtable. I loved Theo Huxtable.
It's really surprising. I was like, ooh. I guess it was an accident, that dental drowning off a strong current down in Costa Rica.
He was on a family vacation. And I didn't really think of him. Like, what has he been? He has been doing things since, mm-hmm. but he's kind of been, like, behind the scenes, kind of quiet, private. Yeah. They don't even know, or I haven't been able to find what his wife's name is, because his whole thing is, I want to keep my family's life private. Mm-hmm. Our life is very private. I'm just going to go to work and get, you know what I mean? Like, hammering paychecks. Yeah. I don't want the limelight. They were never, the family was never on the red carpet with him when he would have to do red carpet events.
Mm-hmm.
But it just breaks my heart knowing that, too, that he was all about just...
trying to just keep it normal, right?
Yes.
In a world where, you know, you're a celebrity.
Yeah. Yep. It didn't go to his head.
He actually liked behind the scenes stuff. He directed episodes of The Cosby Show, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and even directed episodes of Sesame Street.
Oh, did he really? Yeah, yeah. Oh, I didn't know he did Sesame. He has, what does he have? He has a daughter, right? I mean, she's little. I think she's young.
Really?
I want to say she's 8-ish from what I saw. I'm not positive, though.
Wow.
But that's just...
That's so sad. Yeah.
Devastating.
I want to find the Cosby show theme.
Yeah, song. I think Bill ruined that entire show and song and everything.
Well, the thing about it, there's no one theme song. There's like 8 different ones.
There was?
Yeah.
Isn't there one theme song?
No. No, I'm like, I don't remember that one. I kind of don't remember that one either. I don't remember. It's like, oh, whatever. 8 seasons, I guess. There are 8 different themes. I don't know. I'm not sure if that was good marketing or not, even though it was very popular. There's the deal on that. So, hey, sorry about the sad news this morning. But we could pick you up by throwing you in a sauna.
Okay,
and getting healthier.
This is a new sauna trend. And it's already happening in some major markets, New York City being one of them. Mm-hmm. We don't know. What do you think of it trickling, coming down this way to Rochester?
I think it defeats the purpose of...
It does? You think so?
Of being in a sauna. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
People are loving it.
Okay. Hey, you know... It's like, let's do something weird and different, and then everybody's going to make money on it.
I know. Don't touch saunas. I love saunas. They're perfect the way they are. Nope. They got to touch a sauna and make it different.
Okay. That's coming up in just a few minutes here on 98.9 The Buzz.
Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
So what
it's
is
a perfect
this?
Segue. Yeah. Perfect segue right there, Rod Stewart. If you want to touch me. Okay. Here's the new. Are you ready?
What?
Everybody wants to jump on the healthy bandwagon, right? First, it was hot yoga. Now, it's sauna raves. And it's exactly what it sounds like. The newest trend now is actually having a rave in a sauna. So there are 2 different kinds you can go to.
Okay.
The commercial sauna rave, which is popping up in New York City, where there's a real wellness space, think luxury spa or bathhouse, that hosts pop-up rave-style events where lights are dimmed, enhanced with colorful LED lighting, a DJ or live music is brought in, hot sauna sessions,
cold
plunges or showers, chill-out zones with tea or social spaces.
How do you chill out with a...
I don't know. I'm not sure. You're often in a swimsuit, towel, or robe. Oh, God.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. And
this.
Then the second kind is the underground pop-up sauna rave. Portable sauna trailers, converted shipping containers, or mobile barrel saunas, sometimes held at bathhouses or spas after hours. Music, often techno, is played throughout the space. Sauna, dance floors, ice baths, lakes, social fire pits.
Social fire pits.
Cuddle puddles?
Cuddle puddles. I want to do a cuddle puddle.
That sounds
like fun. I will not do a sauna rave, but I will do a cuddle puddle.
What is a cuddle puddle? I've never even heard of that.
Think of it. Well, describe what you think it would be.
I don't know. We're all in puddles cuddling each other.
That would be awesome. You get your significant other. You're in your bathing suit. There's this puddle, and you just kind of hold each other and roll around.
I think that's weird. I don't want to be in a puddle cuddling with my husband while everyone else is doing.
But
oh, my God, it is. A cuddle puddle is a group snuggling or a platonic pile of people lying close together. Who the hell wants to do this? Usually on the floor or soft surface like pillows, blankets, or mattresses.
Oh, okay. Not in like a puddle of water.
It's typically non-sexual, affectionate, and comforting.
Typically.
Meant to promote emotional closeness, relaxation, and sense of community.
I remember that. You know, remember that?
That's terrible.
Remember that one therapy where you go in and the therapist just hugs you? You just cuddle and just hug and cuddle and hug and cuddle and you don't talk.
I thought that was weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Is that still going on? Because it was a local thing.
Oh, I'm sure. No, it wasn't just local.
It wasn't just local, but we did have a local cuddle room or whatever the heck. Give me a hug room. Is that anyone know 818-2899? Is that still a thing here in Rochester?
Cuddle therapy?
And anyone... Scott, I thought the sauna rave was weird until I stumbled upon this detail of it. The cuddle puddle, would you ever be a part of it?
With my wife.
No, this is just group snuggles. Like your wife will be there probably in the mix.
Group snuggles? Not really. No.
You love people. You love hugging. This is so you.
Really?
Maybe the young Scott Spisano.
I don't know.
When I first met you, you would be totally down with
this.
Yeah,
I guess. I don't know.
You've changed.
I know. I love this, though.
Do you?
I can see it being like not necessarily for the health benefit or the mental benefit, but just something different.
That's all it is, because this is the complete opposite of why you love a sauna. I love a sauna, and I'll go to the spa, the Del Monte, just for their sauna.
Oh, I knew you'd get a hit in there once for that thing.
Oh, you have to. You say sauna, you got to say the spa, the Del Monte. Anyhow, honestly, back in the day when I used to work out at the gym, now I do it at home, but at the gym, I would go beeline it to the sauna, do a workout, and go back to the sauna. I could live in a sauna. I love it. It's so peaceful and quiet.
Even during perimenopause?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been in a sauna since my little hot flash. I'm having saunas every day. I'm having little rave parties every day in my body.
In your clothes. I saw something I thought of you yesterday. It's called an ice blanket.
Oh, I saw that it popped up on my algorithm for your pet. Do they make them for humans?
Yeah. A gal came on, she goes, if your wife is pregnant or she's going through perimenopause or menopause, this is the gift for her. It was one of these, it was an ad, but I mean, click down below.
I like, by the way, how me talking about perimenopause is triggering your algorithm.
Yeah, that's just wonderful.
Yeah, husband. If you were a good work husband, you would buy me a, whatever you said, blanket.
An ice blanket. I'm not quite convinced that you want the ice quite yet, because all I can think of is you like laying out on a boulder in the sun at 200 degrees, just sunning yourself.
What if I bring in my ice blanket in one of these sauna raves?
I mean, you sit there with a blanket on your lap every day.
I have a heated blanket on right now.
You probably just ignited the fire within because of that, doing that all your whole life.
My hot flashes happen only in the middle of the night at 10:13 exactly every night. It's the weirdest freaking thing, Scott.
10:13.
Yep, 10:13 exactly. My body starts to slowly heat up. And then I'm just uncomfortable until like 11:45. And then I fall back to sleep. It's the same thing every night. It's
brutal. That's wild.
But anyhow.
You got to stop drinking coffee after 2. That's it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Try that.
So I'm going to do a cuddle puddle. I'm going to do a sauna, whatever, rave.
There you go, people. Hop on the trend. Ding dong. 98.9 The Buzz. Ding dong. Ding dong.
Normally, I would duck and hide and pretend I didn't hear the doorbell.
Right. So why'd you answer the door?
They didn't even ring the doorbell. They didn't even get to that point.
What do you mean?
It's 98.9 The Buzz. It is Spisano and Sandy. Listen, we got to rework the pitch. It feels like more and more people are out there selling door to door. Doesn't it? Do you get the sense of that, too, in your neighborhood? Anyone? 818-2899?
It's about the same. I mean, every summer, it picks up,
Oh, I feel like more than ever maybe they just discovered my neighborhood.
Maybe they just did. Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know what's going on. But anyhow, so over the weekend, this past weekend, my husband, Saturday morning, and he goes, I feel like going for a run. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go with you. It's been a while since I went for a run. I'm going with you. We did the adorable couple run. It was awesome.
Matching tracksuits.
Yep. Mm. Halfway through, I said, go on without me. I'll be right there. And I'm like, as I'm walking a little bit. But anyhow, okay. So the run for me is not an easy, joyful time, okay? I finally make it. He's already in the garage waiting for me. I finally run up the driveway, and I'm like, okay, wow, it's been a while since I ran. I am sweaty. I am breathing heavy. I am not ready to talk to somebody. All of a sudden, these two women and this cute little boy come walking up my driveway.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, geez, okay, here we go. Now they see me. Like, there is no duck and hide because there's no doorbell to ring because I'm standing right there in the garage. So, and I always feel very uncomfortable. I don't want to offend anybody. They're just doing their job. I'm not going to be mean.
What were they selling?
God. So.
Oh, gosh.
But here's the thing.
And I don't want to. I don't want to sound like a jerk and say that is the worst. But that is the worst.
Here's the thing. I almost wanted to invite them into the Italian Garagio, sit down and write out a spreadsheet of how to rework their pitch because their opening line was.
What?
Do you ever feel like the world is going to, they didn't say the word hell, obviously. They said going, like, everything is
awful.
Mess.
Right. Yep. Yeah. That's just, the same one I got. I got the same people.
That was their opening line.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I go, no, I actually like to think very positively. And she's like, oh, wow, that's really good. And then I'm like, listen, I'm not going to, I just got back from a run.
Yeah, nothing.
I can't.
No, I'm
so
down.
Then we started to talk about, Walter was in the garage, my mini schnauzer. We talked about the dog. I mean, they were nice. They were very nice people. So we had more of a chit chat than we did about God.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, this is what would have, like
helped you?
Yes, what? A little bit more. Thank
what?
You for filling in the holes my mind is spacing at.
It's okay.
I said, I wanted to tell them, listen, here, just give away things. Like, almost like I do with the Spot the Del Monte, but actually just show up to somebody's house and say, here, this is a bouquet of flowers for you, just because I believe in God, and God is all about loving one another and doing acts of kindness. Have a nice day. And walk out. That is more effective. That's a more effective pitch than, hey, do you think the world's going to...
Yeah. And they brought a kid. That's what happened to me. Remember? I told you about that.
I know.
Dude walks up and nice little teenage, maybe 12, you know, nicely dressed, all dressed up, and there he is. And he asked me the same question. I'm like, oh, guys, stop. No.
Don't. Why do they start like that?
Because that's the hook. It throws you on your heels. You're like, what? Yeah. Well, of
no,
course.
It throws you on your negative heels. I don't want to all of a sudden. Like, that makes. This is probably the reason why people are leaving the church and not going to church as much as.
Well, I'm a firm believer of if you have a faith. Don't try to push it on me because I have my own, right?
Yeah, right.
That's it. End of story.
I did this once.
What?
What? You did what once?
This is when I was single, living by myself, apartment on Meg Street. Ding dong, open the door. Hi, where is him? Like, there is no God. Go away. And I slammed the door on him.
See, that's not funny.
I know, but it felt good.
What type of person are you? The duck and hide, patronize him like you. Or do you engage respectfully?
Nowadays,
with age
I
now, do you engage respectfully?
Nowadays, I do. Yeah. I'm just like, thank you, but no thank you. And I'd much rather have you have your time with someone else because, you know, it's not going to work here.
It gives you a sense of, like, I don't want to believe. I don't want to believe in God. I don't want God in my life if this is what the picture of God is. Hey, do you think the world's going to hell?
Well, you know, that's been the pitch forever, right?
It was.
Come to the dark, the opposite of the dark side, and everything will be better.
I really, honestly, I was this close. Even my husband noticed that I wanted to say something about their pitch. I wanted to help them rework it. And he was like elbowing me. I'm like, no, I want to help them.
You should have been like, okay, listen, I'm in marketing. Okay, I write scripts all the time. Yeah, I got a good pitch for you. Let's work. Let's sit down. Let's workshop this.
You got to know your audience, okay? Yeah. Someone who just came back from a run and looks like a hot mess. No, they feel right.
Yeah.
Okay,
come back
anyhow.
Later. Mm-hmm.
Gifts, just give gifts and not your little QR code gift card thingy, whatever.
Scan this QR code to get to heaven.
She kept saying it, and even at the end of my drive, I said, "Kay, don't forget, scan the QR code." I'm like, okay. Babe, I just want a glass of water. Okay. Anyhow.
It's coming up on 647 on 99 to Buzz. So thanks to you, the Mercury in retrograde, Mercury in retrograde became a reality yesterday.
Oh, wait.
You just manifested it by even just talking about it.
Oh, I don't have that kind of power. Yeah. I wish I did.
That's the way it worked. That's the way the world works. You think
it is?
You think and think. Thinking becomes things.
Well, there's a lot of things that I've thought and aren't things. Like... a winning lottery ticket in my hand.
That's too obvious of a thing.
So, why? What are you saying? You live your life by Mercury in retrograde like all the other Gen Xers?
Gen
X. What am I, Gen Z? I'm Gen Z, right?
I don't know.
Gen Xers?
Why don't you just say the ages? Just because it screws me up. I'm too
the younger kids.
You mentioned it yesterday. We looked it up. It's supposed to go
August 11th.
Yeah, to August 11th, July 18th August 11th, right?
Because my kids live their life based on Mercury in retrograde. Anyone
really?
Else have kids, teenagers? Do they live their life around Mercury? Like, my younger daughter is like, Mom, I'll ask her to do something, whatever that something is.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to. Well, what? She goes, you know, Mercury's in retrograde, and I'm ruled by Mercury because I'm a Gemini.
I go,
That doesn't mean you can't do it. She goes, well, I'm just telling you, it's going to be a little bit harder, challenging. I'm like, you're ridiculous. That is the most nonsense thing I've ever heard.
So are people that are Geminis only affected by Mercury in retrograde?
I guess they're double affected. I don't know. Whoa. I really don't know. I don't know.
What's
Gemini?
Do you want
me to bring her down here so she could tell you?
What's Gemini? Yes,
June,
actually. June-ish?
No, she's sleeping. She was born in June, but Gemini is the twins. You know, she's got, people have told her she's got split personality or bipolar. That's what people have said. I'm like, that. Don't tell that to my kid, please.
Yeah, no, my wife called me yesterday and she had an appointment and she had to wait, and then she had to leave because she's got, you know, appointment after appointment. You can't, once you're late for one, you're late for all of them.
Oh, right. It's a domino effect.
Yeah,
sure.
And that got all, that messed everything up. I'm like, yeah, Mercury's in retrograde.
Oh, God.
And so I said, so just be careful. People are going to be crazy driving. People are going to be like on edge. People might be a little testy with you. It's just that time of the phase of whatever's going on
does
right now.
Does she buy into all this too, or does
she roll
her eyes?
Oh, no.
She does.
She's like, she'll call me. She's like, I need some help from the universe. I'm like, okay, I'll push it your way. Like, we do that.
If you ever want to tick off my husband. Mm. Now, if you don't know, my husband is Mike Danger. He's on the sports bar down the hall here, 95.7, mm-hmm. The Fan. If you ever want to just tick him off and see him go, like, angry.
I know what you're going to say.
His name is... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Say it.
His name is Danger. So, you can't spell danger without anger. Just mention it. Just mention it.
Call him up this afternoon on the sports show and do that, okay?
His fuse is short when it comes to the stars.
And so is our time, because it's 6:55 coming up to 7 o'clock.
Okay, perfect. So, one call. We just need one caller, the very first call through.
Mm-hmm.
818-2899. Now, you're going to win, no matter what, Nelly Ja Rule tickets. But you got to play this little game with us.
Just play along with us. I won't even say it.
Oh, okay.
Play along with us.
Okay.
Tickets to go see Nelly and Ja Rule at Darien Lake. Call us up, 818-2899. 30-day rule. If you haven't won anything in the last 30 days, pick up the phone and call right now. Get on Sandy, and we've got Bill on the line. Hi, Bill.
Hi, good morning.
You sound like a cheery gentleman. Chap?
A cheery chap. I think gentleman.
Something happened with Scott's tongue there.
A cheery chap. We're going to play a little game. You're going to win some concert tickets.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, you're pretty brave. On a scale of 1 to 10, bravery scale, where do you fall? 10 being the most brave.
I fall on a 7.
All right, that's
good.
On a
7. Okay, now how about protecting your dignity? Where does that fall?
Am I the one putting my dignity out there?
Yeah.
I'm a little venturous, so maybe a 6.
Okay, good. Let's do this.
This is the perfect game for you. It's called Quick Impressions. Okay, are you ready? So because the game is called Quick Impressions, so you have to impersonate the scenario that I'm going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
A posh person sneezing.
Ooh, how would you impress? Oh, wow. A posh person. Okay.
I'm going to impersonate that?
Yep. Okay, ready, Bill? Yeah, go impersonate a posh person sneezing. That was meek. It was fairly meek.
I do like that. Yeah. If you're posh, you're not doing a big old sneeze.
Did you have your pinky out?
I actually do on my phone.
Okay, good.
Oh, I love it. Do you want to play along, Scotty?
Yeah, let me see. A posh person sneezing would be, achoo.
Okay, fantastic. Ready?
Thank you.
Impersonate a toddler trying to explain where they hid something.
What?
And then it was he did it.
I can't top
yes,
that.
Yes, you can. Come
on. That would be the same thing if Bill nailed it. I'm sorry. I'm
okay,
leaving that one
fine.
With him.
And final one. Oh, boy. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Impersonate a dog who's mad their owner went on vacation without them.
I pooped in your show.
Yes! Exactly what I was going to do. Bill, you and I are twins.
Oh, very, very good. Okay.
Oh, God. Just for playing along. And dignity retained, I must say. You have a pair of tickets to go see Nelly and Ja Rule August 1st at Dairy Lake Amphitheater, courtesy of Live Nation. Go to livenation.com for your tickets. Congrats, man.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I could only imagine somebody listening in their car or getting ready for work and playing along in
exactly.
their bathroom or
exactly.
in the car.
Right.
Like, doing noises.
Thanks for playing, being part of the Buzz fam, buddy.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Awesome. So now we got to walk in. That was fun. Was it? Was
yeah.
that fun? Was
I mean,
that a dumb? Okay, we got to bring that back.
We
right?
should do that again.
We got to bring it.
We definitely
okay.
should do that again.
Okay, fantastic. So now let's walk into the courtroom. This is time for Jerk or Justified. And today's topic is, what is your exit? When you want to pull out of a conversation because you ain't got time, this conversation is going nowhere, we need to leave, we need to end. This one phrase that I used on a neighbor, I've been called out that is the worst phrase ever.
Yeah, I've heard you say it.
So,
I think I know what you're talking about.
I thought it was polite, but I don't know. We're gonna decide this one specific phrase if it's jerk or justified.
The best part of your morning that isn't coffee. Spizzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
or justified?
Yes, I'm ready.
What's the exit? That's what I'm going to title this one. So now I will say, honestly, God honest truth, I do really love people. I love chatting over coffee. I love catching up when I have time.
You're qualifying it. You don't ever have time.
Please,
so therefore,
let me qualify, because if the neighbor hears this, I need to. Please.
Don't take too much time, please.
Okay, I won't, but I got to paint the picture. Mm. Okay, so as much as I love engaging and having a great conversation, when I do not have time to chit-chat, I don't know how to bail out of a conversation. There's chatty people in all of our lives. They're wonderful people. They just don't know they're out of a conversation. You know who I'm talking about? Does somebody come to mind? So the other day, this is one of the 90 degree days that we've been having. Mm-hmm. Remember, it's really hot and sweaty. And mm-hmm. I am carrying lumber from the driveway to the back of the shed. I'm trying to clean up the front look of my house because it's been looking trashy for a long time now. So anyhow, it's 90 degrees. I am not really in yard work clothes. I am like in my dress clothes, but I wanted to just get this done quick before I run to the bank and go to my parents' house. So
Okay. This
is like this is supposed to be a quick boom, boom, back of the shed, go.
Got it.
Sweetest neighbor.
Oh, stop. Come on. Go forward.
Comes over. And now, remember, I am wearing dress clothes, sweating in 90 degrees, holding this massive piece of lumber. And I'm just standing there, and he's just talking, and he's talking. And I'm like, listen, yeah, I gotta go. Nothing, no hint I dropped was he picking up on. So then I said, okay, well, I gotta let you go. I'll let you go. No, I said, I'll let you go.
Mm-hmm. Right there.
Trying to get the, right.
That's it, the phrase.
I'll let you go.
The most offensive phrase, exit, comment you can possibly make.
Apparently, I didn't know that was, but I was telling the story to somebody else, and they're like, you said what? I go, I couldn't end the conversation. I couldn't exit, so I said, I'll let you go.
And like, but they need to indicate that they need to indicate. It's like it's the opposite. You need to say, I've got to go, instead of I'll let you go. Like, because I'm the one who wants to stay, but I know you have to go. So I know I'm taking too much of your time, so I'll let you go. No,
yeah,
you're taking too much of my time, so let me go.
No, I wanted them just to hear the second half of that phrase. You go.
All right. So that's the phrase in question today.
Yeah.
Your exit strategy, 818-2899.
Is it really that offensive? I'll let you go now.
Is it jerk or justified? Call us up at 818-2899. Good morning. The buzz. Jerk or justified?
It is justified. It's Build a Bear Joe.
Wow.
Build a Bear Joe. I knew you'd be on my side.
How could you say that's justified? That's so rude.
No, you know what? Because she tried everything else. What is she going to do? Smack him? I gotta go
is one thing, but I'll let you go is probably not the best way to do it.
I gotta go. I look like a hot mess. I'm this tiny little Italian carrying this massive piece of lumber. Like, why don't you offer to help me? Walk with me or something. I can't just be standing here.
Exactly. Like, Sandy, I'm gonna stand with you on this one.
Wow.
Thank you, Build-A-Bear Joe.
You got one justified. One justified. Okay, buddy. Thank you.
See you guys.
Hey, bye. I'm out. Just as easy. I'm out.
No, nobody's going to say that. We could do a little sub-trial or which one's worse, if you'd like.
Hi, the buzz. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. It's her, Hermit Janelle.
Oh, hi, Janelle. When we're done with the conversation, how do you get out of it? What do you say?
Sometimes sometimes I say, I'm going to let you go.
Yes. Yeah, so you say
I
too.
I can hear that it's a little chaotic, but I've used that before.
Yeah. Okay.
But sometimes
so she's
I'm
saying
just
justified.
Like, Yeah, justified. Sometimes I'll even just say, I'm not talking about this anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a little bold.
How about you're boring me? Any of these?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I gotta go. I have better things to do.
I gotta go is better than I'll let you go.
No, which I'll let you go. I'm doing him a favor.
I let you go means you want to go, so
I'm
I will let
him
you.
A favor. Mm. Yeah. That's exactly what way. I meant to say. I'll let you go. Hey, come on. I'm letting you go.
I gotta
Bye.
Go. All right.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Janelle.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Hi, The Buzz. Jerk or Justified.
Howdy, see Justified.
Oh, Bill's Mafia Ken's calling in. Uh-oh.
And for the sub-trial, Scott, I would say yours is more rude than hers.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well,
Thank you.
Okay, that's fine.
Validation that I was looking
right,
for.
Then on that note,
what's
I'm
your
out.
Go-to phrase? What's your go-to phrase when you try to exit a conversation that's going on a little too long?
Honestly, I'd probably say I gotta go as well. Or I'll let you go. I don't care either way.
Yes.
I'll let you go is more of a phone phrase to me, but I do it on the in-person too.
You're right. It is a phone phrase more than an in-person phrase. That's why I think it might be such an ick.
Eh.
Oh,
yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
That's not what the tallies are saying so far, Scotty.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Oh, here we go.
Good morning, The Buzz. Jerk or Justified.
Justified.
Oh, hey, Donna Garagio, how you doing? Hey, wow.
God, how you doing?
I guess I might be analyzing it too much.
You might be.
Yeah.
God, I say it all the time. Like, I didn't realize that. I take it as, like, consideration. I didn't take it, like, I don't mean it in a rude way, but I say it all the time.
So you're saying, I'll let you go, if you finish the phrase, I'll let you go because I'm keeping you too long.
Yeah.
But saying I'll let you go means that you want to go, so now I'm allowing you to leave.
Right. Donna Garagio and I are coming from a place of service. Like, we are just, we're all about you and your comfort and your time. So
absolutely. That's where I'm always coming, because literally I say it all the time. One guy got really pissed off at me that I was, this is like years ago, like I was literally letting him go. Okay.
Breaking hearts, one heart at a time.
That's right. So got to be careful now. All right, Sandy. All right, Scott. Have a great day.
Hey, I'll let you go. I'll let you go.
I'll let you go. Okay. I'll let you
go.
Justified.
Justified.
98.9 The Buzz.
Now you're going to really be paying attention when people say that, aren't you?
I know, right?
Okay, there's a new buzzword. It's called quiet cracking.
Mm-hmm.
We got to address that today on the show. Are you quiet cracking at work? That and about those rumors.
What rumors?
Well, we got to address a rumor about Scott Spezzano again.
Oh, that
the
one.
End of the show.
Yeah, right. Great. Can't wait for that.
He loves this.
Making Rochester mornings more fun since 1999. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hello. Hi, Tuesday. What's up? It's Fisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz. Look at this beautiful sunshine, 77. Great.
Yes, it's so nice. It's so pretty. You have to spend your day at work. Great. Hey, if you're feeling a certain way at work and you just can't put your finger on what to call it, well, they now have a word for it. A lot of people can relate to this. Quiet cracking. I'll tell you what it means.
Yeah. And coming up Thursday, don't forget, it's live studio audience Thursday here on the show. Donuts Delight hooks us up with some breakfast pizzas and stuff like that. And you want to come in the studio, you can blow off work. You can do some quiet cracking, complaining to us for the hour of the 8 o'clock hour on Thursdays.
Yeah, just go to 989thebuzz.com, and you can fill out the form right there.
Oh, that's right. We got an official, like, form. Yeah, put in a res. We'll fit you in somehow.
Okay, here we go.
What
it's
is
called
this?
Quiet cracking, the latest buzzword to describe. Well, first, what do you think? Well, did I tell you what it is? Do you know what it is?
It's where you crack your knuckles under your desk.
Okay. That would bother me. If I worked with I would quit. I would do the quiet quicking because you did the quiet cracking. Okay, the latest buzzword to describe the lack of fulfillment at work. Often as it pertains to job satisfaction, workloads, or the potential for growth, among other factors. And unlike quiet quitting, it might not necessarily manifest in an employee's performance. It's just their happiness. Oh. So you're working hard. You're doing your thing. But mentally, you are falling apart.
You just fizzed out, right?
Yeah, it's quiet cracking. That's what they call
it.
It's
very easy to relate to. I think everybody goes through it.
Oh, my God. Yes, who doesn't?
I mean, isn't that part of work? Even though you're working for...
It shouldn't be.
Okay. We work to make money to live.
You know what?
And our work sometimes isn't great.
I'm telling you, I feel like back in the day, like our parents' generation, they were really invested and had so much pride in who they worked for, the company they worked for. There was a lot of pride. No, I'm serious. I remember
my parents were teachers. They hated it.
They did? Yeah. Oh, maybe. Okay.
They
maybe
were disappointed
it's not
in the politics and the kids were so bad.
Really?
And then, you know, and
that's
drama.
That's always been
a thing
then with teachers. Well, I don't know. I saw it through my dad's lens where he worked at Kodak, like a lot of people here in Rochester. And he had so much pride in Kodak. Like, he was proud to say, I work for Kodak.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was like it. He would get home from work. And, of course, there's stressful days. But he was just, that's all he talked about.
Wow.
Kodak, Kodak, Kodak.
My friends would get home from work and start drinking.
Okay. Well,
let's have a Manhattan, Sandy.
Oh, my gosh. Kids do drive me to drink. Okay, that's terrible to say out loud. Don't say that. So when I saw this quiet cracking, and then I saw this video pop up. Actually, my husband, Mike Danger, showed me this video. So Scottie Scheffler.
Great golfer.
He's oh, my gosh.
Amazing.
He just won the Open.
Yeah.
He's fantastic. And So they say he's a really squeaky clean guy, mm-hmm. I guess, apparently. Yeah. A good family guy.
Yep.
Just
kids.
Like, nobody can say anything bad about this Scottie Scheffler guy.
Yeah. Plus, he's got a great name.
Listen to this video. Yes, he does. He does. Listen to what he said at this press conference that happened last week, and this was a couple days before the Open Championship.
Mm-hmm. Take a listen to this.
Is it great to be able to win tournaments and to accomplish the things I have in the game of golf yet? I mean, it brings tears to my eyes just to think about, because it's literally worked my entire life to become good at this sport, and to have that kind of sense of accomplishment, I think, is a pretty cool feeling. You know, to get to live out your dreams is very special. But at the end of the day, it's like, I'm not out here to inspire the next generation of golfers. I'm not here to inspire somebody else to be the best player in the world, because what's the point? You know, this is not a fulfilling life. It's fulfilling from the sense of accomplishment, but it's not fulfilling from a sense of like the deepest, you know, places of your heart. You know, there's a lot of people that make it to what they thought was going to fulfill them in life, and then you get there and all of a sudden you get to number one in the world, and then they're like, what's the point? You're like, why do I want to win this tournament so bad? That's something that I wrestle with on a daily basis. It's like showing up at the Masters every year. It's like, why do I want to win this golf tournament so badly? Why do I want to win the Open Championship so badly? I don't know, because if I win, it's going to be awesome for about 2 minutes. And then we're going to get to the next week, and it's going to be like, hey, you won 2 majors this year. How important is it for you to win the FedEx Cup playoffs? And it's just like, we're back here again, you know?
Never ends, does it?
Oh, Mike, when I saw that video, I was like, oh, I don't know if anyone else, it like hit me, where I was like, oh, my God, here's a guy who's got all the money in the world. He's got all the fame. He is the best.
Yeah.
And he doesn't feel fulfilled.
It's, yeah, he's quiet cracking. I think we all have that. There's no one that isn't like that. If they are like not like thinking about the whole deepness of it, then they're lying to themselves.
But then it made me think about like, okay, we work so hard to get more money. We work so hard to work up the ladder. But what is, I mean, here freaking Scottie Scheffler's like, what's the point?
Right.
What's the big deal?
What really
and
matters?
Like, what does matter? How much does your job define who you are? Like, if your job went away, would you be okay with that? And some of you have experienced it with, you know, layoffs, surprise layoffs, mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever the reason. You walked away from your job. How hard was it for you to resume with regular life
or not be attached to that title? Or your job walked away from you. I think at first you're like, oh, God. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, door shuts, window opens. I'm so blessed.
I don't know.
There's
could
a curve
you really,
that goes, yeah.
Honestly, could you walk away from radio? Could you imagine?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah, see, I think this would be hard for you.
See, no.
I think it would be hard for...
No. I was talking about it yesterday with my accountant. I'm like, when radio leaves me, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Don't leave us.
No, I'm not going to leave you, but, you know, this business, it leaves you. And I think that it's almost maybe, ask me 20 years ago, I would have been, no, God, no, I wouldn't know. I always used to think, oh, my God, if I ever lost my job, I am so unqualified for anything. I've never had to write a resume. I don't know anything about business and, you know, or whatever. We do this for a living. We talk and hang out and have fun and great conversations, but it's not brain surgery.
Well, okay, so that's okay. Here we go. Then, are there certain jobs that it's really hard to walk away from, especially because you dedicated your entire life? And brain surgeon probably is one of them. If you're a surgeon, I mean, you have to dedicate so many hours of study and practice, and you are on call. And I mean, it's so consuming. You walk away from that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened. Does it really mess with you?
Guy across the street, he was used to be a heart surgeon or whatever,
yeah,
in Washington State. And they moved here to Rochester to be closer to the daughter. He's retired now. He loves it.
He said it wasn't hard to walk away from?
No.
God, I thought there were certain professions that it's really hard to walk away from.
I think
from.
He said the hardest
it's
part was keeping the line straight and the lawnmower in the yard, keeping that perfect because he's got a great yard.
Well, anyhow, so if you go into work and you're just, I mean, I guess this whole quiet cracking and Scottie Scheffler's audio is pretty much the, I don't know, the like, okay.
It's profound. It definitely is profound.
And it's like, let's prioritize what is most important in life.
Right. And what is that?
There. That
family,
was a moment.
Family and fun.
That was our deep moment for what? You. Okay.
All right.
Now well, let's all hug.
98.9 to Buzz. Hello, it's Fiziano and Sandy. I know we were talking earlier about Malcolm Jamal Warner, the old Huxtable. Died yesterday, over the last couple of days, down in Costa Rica. It was an accident. That's so sad.
It was a family vacation. They were on a family vacation, and he was just swimming in the water, and a current took him, and...
Yeah, he got caught in a current, and... Yeah.
That's heartbreaking because he has a family. He has a young daughter, mm-hmm. and if somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but I saw that she's only like 8 or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And he really tried to keep his family life very private. Like, he was protective over his family. It wasn't like, hey, red carpet, everybody take pictures. Oh, let's post on social about my family.
Right.
No, he was very protective over them.
He must have made enough money to not worry about fame as much as fortune. If you had a choice, which one would you like?
Oh, fortune, fame. I don't care about fame. But he was so cute. I had such a crush on him growing up watching The Cosby Show.
Did you really?
Oh, my God, he's so cute. Yes.
I kind of remember The Cosby Show. I kind of remember him.
How old were you when The Cosby Show was at its peak?
I don't know.
Was that like
what years was that? And I'll figure out how old I was.
Well, if I was a kid watching it, and I loved The Cosby Show, unfortunate with the Bill Cosby stuff.
Well, yeah,
So I must have been. So you must have been in. You must have been too busy drinking.
I don't know. The 80s was all a blur for me.
Yeah, it's just very sad. And how could this family ever go on vacation? I mean, now every time they plan a vacation, vacations are supposed to be like, you look forward to vacations. You plan a vacation because you need something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Now whenever this family goes on vacation, that's all they're going to be thinking about.
Yeah, I know. So a lot of remembrances are going out today.
Yeah.
But that was kind of a tragic. Well, it's tragic anyway. But like, you know, you hear of famous people or movie stars or rock and roll that, you know, and they die, like, you know, like the whole Matthew Perry thing. It was tragic. It was sad, but it wasn't because we knew all of the problems he had. And it was just, you know, but this is just like, boom, out of nowhere. Like, oh.
I agree. I think because it's always sad, right? But we can relate to this one more.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is something that he was living what we all do, go on family vacations and go swimming in the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Which is why you don't like the beach.
No, I hate water. I'm terrified. Terrified.
It is Shark Week.
Oh, boy. I'm so surprised you haven't brought it up till now.
Well, let me ask you this. If you're swimming in the ocean, all right, and you saw a fin, what would you do?
What do you mean, what would I do? What kind of dumb question is that?
Well, what if you can't get out? What if you're just like, you're like 100 yards out and you're swimming around, you got a tube or something?
Do I have my cell phone on me?
No, that would
probably
be weird.
Not.
But,
would you
fight? Would you try to swim away? Would you...
Well, you're not supposed to fight. You're supposed to just lay there, aren't you? Aren't you supposed to just...
I don't know. Every time we talk about wild animals and what to do, there's always a different thing. Like, you know, with one animal, you're supposed to go, ah, scare it. And another animal, you're supposed to just lay there. Another animal,
I'm going to get them all confused. You're absolutely right. The adrenaline's going to be pumping. I'm not going to remember which is which. I'll be barking like a dog. Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? There's this woman that I follow on social, and she swims with sharks. That's
mm-hmm.
her thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's freaking insane, this woman. And everyone's like, you're crazy, lady. She goes, no, you have to connect with the energy. We're
mm-hmm.
all just balls of energy.
Mm-hmm.
All of us.
Yes.
We can connect and tap into each other's energy. And mm-hmm. you hear that, but I don't know, you hear it. So you'll see her swimming and she goes, okay, now I'm going to just feel the energy of this shark. And she pets the freaking shark's nose or whatever.
Most sharks aren't going to try to kill you.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Unless you agitate it, or there's like they quote blood in the water, you know, that kind of thing. Or if it's feeding. Yeah.
I don't know.
People pay to swim with sharks.
But don't they pay to swim with sharks? Aren't they in a cage?
Some sharks don't bite, and you can actually swim and play with them.
Well, are you tapping into their energetic field? I tried to do that with Walter, my mini schnauzer, because right after I watched a series of her videos, I'm like, okay, I'm going to be one with you, dog, as someone passes by the house so he doesn't, like, bark. And I'm like, I'm touching him on his back gently, and I'm like, feel the energy. Calm. Didn't work.
My dog likes to, like ignite with a quick look, with a bark and stuff. When she sees me, she's all excited, right? She's rah! I'm like, I'm doing this thing, and then we'll take a quick break and go to hiking in Clark Gully. But my new thing right now is I go up to her and I go, rah, rah, roo. Like I say, I love you, like Scooby-Doo would say.
Oh, yes.
Rah, rah, roo. And she'll stand at the top of the stairs like if I'm in the basement. She'll like, rah. I'm like, no. Rah, rah, rah. And then she'll be like, rah, 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 rah.
I'm trying to get her to talk
like me. Do you?
Yeah? I did. I love you too. I love you. I want Walter, because he's a mini schnauzer, to howl. Because mini schnauzers go, oh, I want him to do that when I say I love you. But he goes, rah, 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 rah. I think that's a point of frustration.
He's talking back to you. He's trying to be I love you.
Do we all do that? Try to teach our dog to say I love you?
Of course.
All right. We're that needy. I love it. This is terrifying. Popular hiking spot in the Finger Lakes region seeing increase in rope rescues. Yet another one just happened.
It's 98.9 The Buzz. Spizzano and Sandy. We're going to the dreaded, what's it called? Clark's Gully. If you dare.
So early in May, we heard about four teenagers required a rope rescue after falling 30 feet to the gully in Clark Gully. That was, I'll be honest with you, the first time I heard of Clark Gully.
I hadn't heard of it either. I looked it up. It's down near Naples.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that happened earlier this year. And these are four local teenagers. Okay. Then just the other day on the 17th, what was that, last week? There was a woman, 75-year-old woman from Pittsford, fell 90 feet.
Oh, 90?
Wow. 90 feet into the steep ravine of Clark Gully on the afternoon of July 17th. Okay. During a solo hike.
Okay.
So what happened was she fell down it. Is she okay? She's okay. She had some injuries, but she's alive, which the rescue team, there was six teams that had to go out there and help, and she was airlifted out with Mercy Flight. Mm-hmm. But they said when she fell down, she lost her phone, and then it started to get dark. She could not find her phone, so she slept there at the bottom 90 feet down into the ravine.
Wait, did you say she slept there?
Yeah, she slept down. She couldn't find her phone to call for help, and nobody, like, you can't see her. So, I mean, this is the most horrific story. Her family must be just
relieved,
torn up about this.
No, they're relieved now. She's
okay. Then morning comes, and she sees her phone. By the miracle of somebody, she still has battery, was able to call 911,
and she's been
rescued.
Wow.
Wait. But 75 years old, thankfully she's okay.
Good for her.
I don't know if you should be doing a solo hike at 75.
Well, you can blame it on the retirement funds. Commercials where they're showing all these senior citizens hiking out in the middle of nowhere, you know, windsurfing, you know, skydiving.
They are going solo. Just stop. That's bad. That's bad marketing. I tell my parents,
with Fidelity Investments, you can do what you want to do on your bucket list.
I tell my mother, you do not go out anywhere by yourself. It drives me nuts. My dad will go for now in the summer. He goes outside, but he'll go, like, mall walking in the winter. He's fallen before. He's in his 70s at the mall, and he's telling me this story. And I'm trying not to laugh because I have a thing when people fall.
Yeah.
But it's scary when you hear about your 70-some-year-old dad falling. I go, Dad, you can't go mall walking by yourself. You can't do anything by yourself anymore.
Oh, come on. He's fine. He's not in any ill shape. He's in good shape.
Yeah, but you don't know what could happen. And you can't go especially nature hiking by yourself. You just can't do it anymore.
Well, what if that's what she's done all her life?
I know she probably has. Yeah. She's probably fit. She's probably knows the area, but as a child, no, we can't do that. As a child, like we all are children.
Wait, what? As a child, you won't allow you. What's going on with your head?
I don't know.
What are you trying to explain?
Can you just Can you, like, I don't know.
Yes, I will. I'll just say this.
Can you just, like,
be careful. Yeah, be careful of Clark Gully. Yeah, be careful of Clark Gully and, you know, bring a friend and make sure your phone is charged.
They do say, like, especially because of all the rain that we got in the beginning of the season, you think the ground is solid. It's not. And some of the material that the ground is made, what is it called?
Shale.
Shale, that's it. That's the word I was looking for. It will just crumble under your feet. Yeah. And that's what's getting a lot of people. They don't realize it. So just be careful.
Yeah.
And thankfully, this woman is okay. Thankfully, those teenagers are okay. And my brain is not. So
I'm going to start a new rumor about you.
Oh, good. I'm glad you reminded me. It's rumor time. So about that rumor, about Scott Spisano.
Hold on. We're so late.
No, we're not too late for this. We're definitely going to get to it.
It's 8:51 and we're not even too... Hold on. Let me blow some stuff up. Hold on.
Strategically running out of time. This one rumor about Scotty that Handyman John called about yesterday has been bugging him all day yesterday, all this morning. We have to address it. I think we should call Handyman John.
Okay.
Because the rumor's bothering you so much.
Let's do a quick traffic check. We'll come right back on 98.9 The Buzz.
Spisano and Sandy.
You know, this is like the fourth time you've tried to do this. Well, maybe the fifth now, and I'm just like...
Okay, so we're not going to spread a rumor about Scott. We're going to say, what rumor did you hear about Scott?
Oh, that's even better. That's even better. Great.
I mean, you and I... Okay, I'll throw myself in there, too. We've been in Rochester for so long. There's probably, without a doubt, rumors floating around about us. Mm. So bring up a rumor that you've heard, and we'll tell you if it's true or not.
Right.
Yesterday's rumor, Handyman John, and I kind of feel like we should call him...
I know, I got him.
Because it is still bothering you so much. The rumor was that you were kind of a diva with your garbage collector.
Wait, hold on
a
second. I expected them to come into my garage and get my garbage. I swear to God I did not.
He doesn't remember
it. Hold on. Why would I do that?
I don't know.
Well.
Morning.
Who's spreading rumors?
So, Handyman John, he says he doesn't remember this ever taking place.
Yes, I heard him. All
right, now fill in the blanks here, because this may have gotten telephone gamed a little bit.
So, I was out in Victor and Farmington. That was my turf.
Okay.
And I would go to Webster often to help Roger when he'd break down or whatnot.
And Roger worked for a disposal service, like a garbage joint.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
He was your guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was your guy. So whenever I'd go up there, he'd remind me to make sure that I went to your house to get your garbage because he didn't want to hear you cry the following week that he were missed.
Well, wait, if he was sick, the garbage would get picked. I would never complain unless they didn't pick the garbage up, then I'd have to call, right?
He said that when he was gone, because you were not in service, the floaters would miss you half the time on purpose because they knew who you were.
I see. They're busting my chops.
Yes.
Let me ask this question. In service means what? Where they go up into your garage and grab the tote? Is that what that means?
That is correct.
I didn't even know that existed.
Back then it was like an extra $5 a month or something like that.
I had no idea that was a thing. Is that still a thing?
Hold on a second. Let me ask you a question. You mean I could have all these years paid an extra $5 a month and not have to drag it down and forget like at 4 a.m. and go out and when I go to work?
Scott, Roger was doing it for you anyhow on days that you forgot.
Roger was doing it for you.
All right. What year was it? How long ago was it?
He doesn't believe this rumor.
So it had to be... Maybe think back that far.
Are we talking like 80s or 90s?
No, 2000 and... Well, I started with 2002 with a company.
So now, this is funny. Scott is into that. You know how sometimes you do something that you're not the most proud of that you just, like, block it out? Is there any rumors, I wonder, about you, Handyman John, floating around?
I'm sure there is.
I'm still baffled because I always thought, hold on a second.
It's okay, Scott. We still love you just because you're a slight diva.
Stop trying to figure this out. I'm verbally working out that I would never expect anyone to go up to my garage because I thought they would never do it.
Oh, you got into Scott's head. Okay, well done. Well done. Well, Candyman John, we love you.
Love you too.
And tomorrow, if you have another rumor about Scotty.
Jesus! Stop it!
Listen, if you have a rumor about me, share it. I don't care. Bring it on. Make one up. 818-2899. We love you.
Bye.
Love you too.
Bye.
98.9 Got a story Spezzano and Sandy need to hear? Leave them a quick voice message right now. Open the Odyssey app, search 98.9 The Buzz, and hit the little microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.